I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at
Good morning, everyone. Welcome into the show. Hello to all of you beautiful souls. Welcome to Morning Invest, the only morning news show that's outside of the matrix, not plugged into the mainstream media. On today's show, Chuck Schumer has a sneaky plan to get you two more stimulus plans that does not include working with Republicans. We'll tell you about some interesting developments over the weekend on that, plus some troubling economic news this morning. You might have noticed the price of things is going up, and I'm not talking about just milk. I'm talking like everything, like gas, plane tickets, all of it. So we'll talk about the economy and what's happening with these inflationary fears this morning. And Jeff Bezos is ticked off at Bernie Sanders for calling attention to Amazon's union busting. He doesn't like to be called out about things. And in keeping them honest this morning, we're going to be looking at Georgia's new voter suppression law, not allowing people to be served water or snacks in line when you vote. Did Republicans go way too far? Lindsey Graham tries to answer that question, but can't. We'll show you that this morning. Now, if you want to become more informed and learn something new every morning, you should join our daily newsletter. It's totally free. It's sent to you by email, right to your inbox every morning between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. Eastern time. But the best part is it's free. Simply go to morninginvest.com, put in your email address, and you'll be added to our list. It supports our show, and it helps us keep doing what we're doing here. Plus, you get an awesome newsletter first thing in the morning, so you can read it over your cup of coffee. So we have got a lot of news to get to. We'll get to your pet photos and some super chats a little bit later in the show. So get any questions you have in this morning. We will dive into those a little bit later. I want to start this morning with our stimulus update. We are learning this morning that President Biden is set to roll out not one, but two new stimulus plans this week. He'll be in Pittsburgh a little bit later. And according to the Wall Street Journal, it's going to look like the infrastructure program will be rolled out this week, with a second proposal focusing on child care, health care programs will be coming in April. And lots of questions as to whether or not we'll see additional stimulus checks in that package. We don't yet know. We don't also know if there will be the permanency of the child tax credit. We hope so. We hope that that child tax credit, which was passed in part of the Recovery Act, will become permanent. So $3,600 per child and in perpetuity, not something that people can repeal or, you know, it'll just go away after a year. Also this morning, we're learning about from some aides to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. This is very interesting, and stay with me on this, because you remember that Senate parliamentarian, the Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough, who famously a few weeks ago said that minimum wage could not be included in the Recovery Act? Well, now that very same Senate parliamentarian might be coming to help Democrats, because Chuck Schumer this weekend basically asking her whether or not they can double dip. Can they use the 2021 budget resolution to pass two reconciliation bills, two of them? The American Rescue Plan that went through Capitol Hill, okay, that used the fiscal 2021 budget resolution. So now what Schumer wants to know is if he can use it again. And this is potentially a very big deal. It's a big deal because it could give Democrats and President Biden a chance to do at least two more reconciliation bills this year for 2021 and for 2022. But it would be included for this fiscal year in 2021, and they would be able to pass two of them. So if the parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough actually agrees with Democrats and agrees with Chuck Schumer on this, and this would rely on this interpretation of this 1974 Congressional Budget Act and reconciliation procedure, then this would give Democrats a huge chance of enacting some or all of Biden's Build Back Better program, which is $3 trillion. And he is going to unveil it this Wednesday at that speech in Pittsburgh. I mean, $3 trillion plus price tag, and Republicans are already gearing up to oppose it. You know, it's going to have that classic infrastructure bill. It's going to have social welfare programs in there. And if they could pass this without Republicans, a massive deal. And this is going to have a lot of government funding that's going to, you know, that started last year with the COVID pandemic, this $6 trillion tidal wave of government money, most of it funded by all new debt. It would be the biggest shift in federal spending since Lyndon Baines Johnson, when he launched the Great Society in the 1960s. Schumer hasn't made any definitive decision on this, on whether to move forward with this second reconciliation plan yet. Republicans will absolutely lose their crap if he does this. But the New York Democrat basically wants to know if this option is available to him. So we're just asking the parliamentarian, are we allowed to do this? Would there have to be a floor vote on an amendment? And it may be problematic, especially if moderate Democrats look at this move as an undermining of the budget process. And of course, you could end up having Kristen Sinema, Joe Manchin getting in the way of all of this once again. We know how they stack up when it comes to these types of resolutions. So the question is, how will they pay for this? How will they pay for this entire new thing? We'll get to that next. We're going to look at some people who are standing in the way of this and new taxes for the wealthy. We'll look at that. But first, I want to tell you about our friends over at Nuts.com. So Nuts.com is amazing. Would you like some chocolate-covered cashews?
Yes, please.
Would you like some healthy, kid-friendly, kid family snacks like dried strawberries, custom trail mix, raw, organic, roasted, salted, candied nuts you can imagine, even chocolate dipped, anything? Easy to navigate website at nuts.com. Super easy. And they are the best kept secret of savvy snackers across the country. We tried, their pistachios and their toffee was out of this world. You can pick from over 4,000 different things. You have gluten-free options as well, so you don't have to worry about that. You can pick that up. And they pride themselves on super fast shipping and freshness delivered right to your door. It's a family-run business that takes pride in getting you the freshest nuts right to your door. And most orders ship the very same day.
We actually had a recipe that called for something we had never heard of, was black garlic. And so I went online looking for it, and we found it there. So we were able to get some black garlic from them and made our recipe with it.
Sweet. Yeah, they have, you know, like here, you know, almond flour, not just nuts. You can get flours and all sorts of different baking ingredients delivered right to your door. That's interesting. What was it? Black. What was it? Black what?
Black garlic.
Black. Huh. Ooh, I like the white chocolate. Almond bark. Oh, I love white chocolate. Anyway, check them out. And you guess what? You guys are going to get free shipping when, if you use our code, you have to text the word invest. You have to text to 64,000, 64,000 on your phone. Just text invest to 64,000. And remember, you support our show when you support our sponsors. So text invest to 64,000 to get free shipping on your first order from nuts.com. Our thanks to them. All right. How's President Biden going to pay for this coming infrastructure package? We've been hearing about these huge tax hikes that are coming, right? On the wealthy. But guess who's getting in the way of that? We're getting word this morning, yes, that there are moderate Democrats in a new report out from Axios this morning that are getting in the way. Moderate Democrats, not Republicans. You know, sometimes I get some crap here. I'll get some comments from you guys that are like, hey, Clayton, why do you, you know, it seems like you slam Democrats a lot. Why don't you call attention to who really is in the way? It's Republicans. Yeah, Republicans are always going to be in the way of what Democrats want. That's obvious. What's more interesting and nuanced is the fact that there are corporate bought and paid for Democrats in the form of Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema from Arizona, who are Democrats, but are going to likely vote against tax increases that would cover this massive infrastructure plan. They are Democrat in name only. They pretend to be, but they're really not.
Can I ask, is it because the mainstream media tries to convince people on those, the more, you know, Democrat-leaning news channels that it's Republicans? Or how are people not knowing that it's Sinema and Manchin?
They don't cover it. I mean, they just don't cover it. You know, I mean, we had a little bit of coverage from CNN during the last debate about the Recovery Act when Joe Manchin was on and being interviewed. But they didn't have Kristen Sinema on there at all. Like, how do you go from being a Green Party candidate, Kristen Sinema, to now standing in the way of meaningful change in the United States? Like, what happened? And you're back slapping with Mitch McConnell? We saw that, of course. Remember, she came out and did her little vote, and she did her little curtsy. Why she voted against the minimum wage increase? Like, why isn't Wolf Blitzer interviewing her? So I think, you know, it's way easier for those networks to paint a picture that it's the Republicans are in the way. They're the bad guys. But we need to remember that these two parties are paid for by big corporations. And occasionally, very often, it rears its ugly head and it shows itself. Like now. Like, you're going to put this broad, big tax hike in place, and you're going to have pushback from moderate Democrats that are paid for by these big corporations. So Biden right now is going to face a complicated path to figure out how he's going to cover these $3 trillion that he's looking for in multiple proposals for infrastructure, as well as these social welfare programs. You know, because two moderate Democratic senators, Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kristen Sinema of Arizona, have drawn the most attention to the obstacles in Biden's agenda. But President also faces some headwinds over in the House of Representatives, because Speaker Pelosi can lose just three Democratic votes if Republicans are unified in opposition, just three. And over the past week, Axios has been interviewing a number of moderate Democratic House members to see where they come down on these issues. And several are actually skeptical about Biden's tax and spend plan. And some were even actually willing to go on the record about it. A leader of the House Democratic moderate faction, Representative Josh Gottheimer of New Jersey, so if you're in New Jersey, maybe call his office, says he's worried about tax increases on the wealthy. He's worried that it would slow economic recovery and drive residents out of his state. Hey, Josh, I got news for you. People were leaving New Jersey long before. And by the way, New Jersey is the most crowded state in the country. You could stand to lose a few people there. Just a suggestion. So Josh Gottheimer is going to be standing in the way. There's a couple of other ones too. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was interviewed this weekend, and she said, quote, "We look forward to working with a broad coalition of members on this critical priorities of the president's plan, creating good jobs and making America more competitive, paid for without any tax increases on people making less than $400,000 a year." You know, it's funny to watch the mainstream media, to watch like CNBC. CNBC actually did a story in a report last week about how $400,000 is not wealthy. Like, you're pretty much poor if you're making $400,000 a year. Literally, CNBC was trying to explain that we shouldn't have any tax breaks. We shouldn't have any tax increases on people at $400,000 because they're poor. How many of you making $400,000 a year? CNBC, bought and sold by big billionaire corporations, right? They do not want tax increases, so they're trying to paint this populist line that, $400,000, that's not going to get you very far. Okay. How life transformative would it be to make $400,000 a year? Let me know in the chat what you think about that. So this bottleneck... And this bottom line is this 50-50 bottleneck in the Senate. Just one Democrat can hijack policy. And Joe Manchin has already suggested that he wouldn't support a corporate tax rate of 28%, up from 23%. So stay tuned. There's going to be a battle here on this. Up to 28%. Wouldn't handle it. He's got all these big corporations in his back pocket. Let me ask you in the chat, do you guys think that corporations are paying enough in taxes? When you have a guy like, you know, you have a guy like Jeff Bezos, who's basically, you know, paying zero in taxes. Bernie Sanders is getting under his skin. So Bernie Sanders went down to Alabama this weekend because Amazon, of course, is trying to prevent these workers down there from unionizing, trying to prevent workers from having the same rights that their executives get. And Bezos apparently really pissed off at Bernie Sanders, and good, I like that. Bernie Sanders rips into Jeff Bezos. You are worth $182 billion. Why are you doing everything in your power to stop your workers from unionizing? Why are you doing this? And Bezos doesn't have an answer. And he actually snubbed him. He didn't show up at the hearing, too. He was supposed to come to the hearing in Washington, and he skipped out. He didn't show up. Wimp. Can't answer some tough questions from Bernie Sanders. You scared about him? What are you, yella? So Bernie Sanders went down to Alabama to talk with the workers from Amazon, because the big issue down there is like making sure that these workers at this facility know the benefits of unionizing. And there were like a lot of young Amazon workers there who were not really educated about the union, you know, union position. Like, what should we do? I've never even heard of a union. Should we join one? So Bernie Sanders listened to these people and put together this video that Bernie Sanders published, and it's powerful. He's talking about how, like, they literally crank up the heat on them to make them uncomfortable. They get docked, you know, if they have to walk 10 minutes to the break room, 10 minutes back, that 20 minutes is taken out of their break time. It's amazing. So listen to Bernie Sanders meeting with these workers.
The reason that Amazon is putting so much energy to try to defeat you is they know that if you succeed here, it will spread all over this country. And I just had a few minutes to chat with some of you about the heat.
It's too hot.
I get messages on my computer saying, do not touch the fan, do not turn the fan on.
We do have air. They're just not using it.
The fact that when you get a 30-minute break, it takes you 10 minutes to get to the break station and 10 minutes back.
They explained to me that working in this facility is like a 10-hour workout.
The way that we work is meant to mentally break you down.
A man who's worth $150 billion who will not provide air conditioning, who penalizes people for being a minute late.
If you're 1 minute late, it takes a whole hour of unpaid time.
Is that right? You lose your whole hour if you're 5 minutes late or 1 minute late?
All the Amazons around the world going through the same thing.
Think about a woman having a heart attack and falling out behind you because she's so hot and tired.
There's this older woman who was stationed next to me one night. This woman had passed out.
She passed out.
She had a heart attack.
It's time for us to start taking a stand. Jeez. And stand together and fight.
There's no leadership. There's no communication.
With the union coming in, I think they'll be held accountable.
The way I feel about it is that they feel like we're just a means to an end, nothing more.
If you're alone trying to stand up to Jeff Bezos and Amazon, you ain't going to get very much. But when you're together, standing up together, you can sit down and say, you know, working conditions are not adequate. Wages are not adequate.
Birmingham, Alabama, if you pull this off here, believe me, workers all over this country are going to be saying, if these people in Alabama could take on the wealthiest guy in the world, we can do it as well.
Powerful, right? I got like chills watching that. And there's a guy who's, you know, putting his time and effort. He's a senator from Vermont, right? And he's in Alabama talking to these people, educating these people about the power of unionizing. That the fact that like they have air conditioning, but they won't turn it on because they don't want to spend the money because these workers, yeah, they don't deserve the air conditioning. They're on their feet 10 hours a day. They don't deserve air conditioning. We can't turn it on. She was going to go turn the fan on. She gets messages from her superior officer saying, managers saying, don't turn on the fan. Like, is that an edict from someone in that company? Like, we're going to save money by not turning on the air conditioning or fans for our workers. And they're all complaining. I mean, it's Alabama. You know how hot it is down there. Are you kidding me?
Well, and not just hot, but humid.
You're 1 minute
late. And the humidity
late?
Is what really kills you.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, why wouldn't you want the air conditioning on? So all of the things you're buying from Amazon are in this warehouse and they're just sitting in this humid mess? Like, wouldn't you want climate conditions? I just don't get it. And then you're 1 minute late for work and you're 1 minute late and you're docked the whole hour. So you're working for free for that whole hour because you're 1 minute late. Unbelievable. Yeah, these big corporations, they're paying too much in tax, I guess. We really need to baby these guys. We need to baby these companies. Well, these companies are upset this morning because inflation. Let's talk about inflation. Get ready to pay more for things. New report out this morning, not just milk. We're talking everything. Prices are going up. And these companies, you know, paying virtually nothing in taxes. And we're worried about them. So inflation is becoming an increasing concern, not just because of the bottleneck right now in the Suez Canal, that container ship that's been stuck there holding up the trade route. It's partially freed this morning. That's good news. But it's still, there's a huge backlog of global shipping supply chains, ships waiting to get through the Suez Canal. But manufacturers are saying that labor and raw material costs are on the rise. And they're going to have to pass on those rising costs to consumers. Labor and raw materials are on the rise, and they're going to have to pass those on to the consumer. For instance, toy maker Mattel said that the cost of plastics were on the rise. They were already on the rise, but they said that winter storm in Texas took their petrochemical plant offline, so now that's more expensive. So, inflation occurs, of course, when the prices of goods go up and salaries do not, meaning that a population's buying power is decreased. This, of course, is partially due to, economic recovery that is predicted, but it also might feel counterintuitive because experts predict that inflation will rise as the economy recovers. Great for business, not great for consumers. Here's an idea. Why don't we pay people a real wage? Like, if we're concerned about that, so it doesn't keep up with salaries. Well, why don't we have something in place that's commensurate with inflation? Why don't we help people? Now as many people are out of work, now they're paying more for gas. I mean, gas going over $3 a gallon in a lot of places. Like, let me know in the chat, how much is gas where you guys are? And price of milk, eggs, basics going up. And these big businesses are just doing fine, but we can't raise taxes on them. And we can't do that. I do want to help you save some money, though. I want to tell you about our friends over at Truebill. So you can save an average of about $700 in money by going to Truebill and actually punching in your account information, because most people have no idea how many subscription services they're paying for each month. Sometimes they add up. Sometimes we didn't even notice the monthly deductions from our bank accounts. 80% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. Are you one of them? How do you keep track of your bills at home? Do you use a clunky Excel spreadsheet? No. Here's a perfect time to start taking control of your finances. They've got an easy-to-use app. You can review your current charges all in one place, cancel subscriptions directly through the app, and help you improve your finances by tracking your monthly budget expenses, evaluate your savings goals, get automated savings too, so you can put a certain amount away each week. People think they spend about $80 a month on subscriptions, but they actually spend closer to $200. Because they don't keep track of it. So the average person saves $720 per year with Truebill. Get started today at truebill.com/invest. That's truebill.com/invest. Take control of your finances and start saving. truebill.com/invest. Our thanks to them for supporting the show. All right, let's talk about Georgia and keeping them honest this morning. So you know that Governor Kemp, last week, behind closed doors, signed that new voting act in Georgia, which, among other things, makes it more difficult to vote, removes ballot drop boxes, because, yeah, we need fewer ways that people can vote, especially in African-American communities, or fewer locations. So these lines are very, very long. People stand in them for hours. And I don't know if you know Georgia. I spent a lot of time in Georgia. It's hot. It's very often hot and humid, very similar to Alabama. Wouldn't it be nice if some of your tax dollars went to being able to provide fresh water or snacks to, while you have to stand in line for 3 hours? because your government kept you from voting by removing more polling places. So that's this bill that was just signed into law, and I'm in the bill is a provision that no one is allowed to give out water or snacks to people in line. Illegal. So this weekend, comedian, a pretty funny comedian, George from Georgia, he was fed up about it. There's a lot of swearing in it, so I had to just cut around it, but very, very funny. After Governor Kemp signed this thing, he says, you know what? I'm going to start handing out water. I'm going to the polling places. You want to join me? I'm going to do something dangerous. I'm going to hand out water.
Howdy, howdy. Corey Ryan Forster here, letting you know that I'm signing up to be on the front lines of a new highly dangerous covert ops situation. Y'all don't say nothing, but we're going to give out water and snacks when people are voting because it's dangerous out there. So I'm going to...
Dangerous. You could be arrested for it in Georgia now. You know, Georgians, Republicans were so upset that they lost that runoff race. Like, they're going to do everything they can to make sure that people of color cannot vote in Georgia. What can we do instead of putting up candidates that actually stand for something and maybe they'll vote one way or the other based on their platform? No, we're going to suppress it. We're going to do as much as we can to keep you from voting. Removing polling places, making sure that no one can give you water. And this is America, by the way. FYI, I don't know if I mentioned this was in the United States. Like, the state of Georgia is in America. Not Russia, not North Korea. Georgia is in the United States. So this weekend, a number of politicians were asked this question about this draconian Georgia voting law. Among them, Mitch McConnell's former chief of staff. Now, this little weaselly guy, I've had interactions with this guy over the years. And he used to send me emails when I worked at the network. And at first, I didn't know who the guy was. Like, he was saying ridiculous things about Mitch McConnell. And I didn't realize that he was Mitch McConnell's chief of staff. And I was having this back and forth with him. And I was like, no, but Mitch McConnell often lies. Like, I was telling him, like, no, I don't believe that. You know, thank you. And I thought he was just a viewer sending me an email. And then one day I decided to click on his email address. And it was like, you know, at Senate Majority Leader's office. And I was like, oh, my God, that's his chief of staff. But I was just telling him, I'm like, no, Mitch McConnell often lies. And I was having this conversation with his chief of staff. It was hilarious. Anyway, side note. But here he is lying once again and on Fox. And Chris Wallace goes right after him about this Georgia voting law. Watch this. He can't answer this question at all.
Chris, the one piece that I would emphasize, because I've heard it a couple times on this program, that the idea that they've criminalized giving people bottles of water, they have not. What is in the statute, what is absolutely clear, is that they're preventing political organizations from giving people in line things, meals, water, what have you. Water is and should be provided at the poll for people who are standing in line. We need to be very careful about what we're talking about here because Democrats have entirely misrepresented what's happening.
Well, wait a minute, Josh. In fact, it does say that it bans providing water or food to people at the polls. Why would that be? I mean, I know one of the arguments as well, if people are at the polls, then an advocacy group can go and it's like you're near the election line and you're able to electioneer them. My gosh, people have been driving people to the polls of both parties for years. In a lot of African-American communities, the lines are longer because there are not enough polls in those communities. Are you really suggesting that it should be wrong to provide water or drinks to people waiting online to exercise their Democratic franchise?
No, I'm not. What I'm suggesting is wrong is to suggest that the law
does that. Well, that's what the law says, Josh. That's what the law says, Josh.
It doesn't. Chris, it very specifically says that it can't be provided by political entities seeking one way or another, influence an outcome of a vote. And I think there's a significant difference between that. And you talk about people getting rides to the polls. Absolutely.
What's a political entity? A person with a T-shirt? A person with a union T-shirt? A person with a gun rights T-shirt?
Well, I think what you saw in Georgia and many other states were examples of organizations that were funded to the hilt by dark money from liberal entities across the country attempting to try to intimidate or at least provide some presence at the polls. Now, you can argue whether that's the worst thing in the world. I don't think it's that big of a deal. But there are states like 6 or 7 states currently that we're not talking about.
So all this dark money providing water. Did you get a bottle of water from all that dark money? Oh, man, a bottle of water. Thank you. You know what? Today I was going to vote for Trump. But now I think I'm going to vote for Biden because of this water.
Like people walking through, they're like, okay, I got this bottle of water. Who's voting for this person? You are? Okay, here, you get a bottle of water. You're voting for the other person? Sorry, you're out.
Right. Yeah, who are you voting for? Biden? Great. Here's some nuts. Here's a bag of nuts for you. You got a snack. Oh, you're not? But I'm starving. Oh, you're going to vote for Trump? Sorry, you don't get any nuts. Give me a break. Like, someone actually in Georgia thought that this was a good idea, wrote it down, and the Republican legislature passed it, and the Republican governor signed it into law. I mean, I love that this gets a lot of the attention, but I mean, the fact that you're removing additional polling places is also needs as much of attention. Like, in an era when we want more of, and we can't vote on a weekend, right? God knows we can't. Even Georgia legislature said, God doesn't want us to vote on the weekend. She said that. I love that people think that you're communicating with God? Really? Okay. God doesn't want us to vote on the weekend when people don't have to leave their jobs in order to do it? Okay, we need to do it on a Tuesday? Let's make it as difficult as possible for people to vote. We have a 250-year history of doing that. So now just keep solidifying it down there in Georgia. Senator Lindsey Graham, good old Southern boy Lindsey Graham, asked that same question. And he creates his false indignation about President Biden.
Republicans going too far in some of these various states.
You know what's sick is have the president of the United States to play the race card continuously in such a hypocritical way. He said the filibuster was a relic of the Jim Crow era. Well, he made an hour speech when he was a senator suggesting the filibuster was the best thing for the Senate to make it different than the House. This is a letter signed by 61 senators in 2017 when we had the House, the Senate, and the White House, 27 Democrats saying, please keep in place the filibuster. What's sick is H.R. 1. Federalizing state elections. In our Constitution, states supposed to run elections. H.R. 1 is the biggest power grab in the history of the country. It institutionalizes ballot harvesting. It does away with the voter ID requirement. It will take over every election in every state. It makes the Federal Election Commission a partisan commission. It will no longer be bipartisan. So that's the power grab we're standing up to my friends in Georgia. They had the highest turnout in the history of Georgia. We had 150-something million people vote. So every time a Republican does anything, we're a racist. If you're a white conservative, you're a racist. If you're a black Republican, you're either Prop or Uncle Tom. They use the racism card to advance a liberal agenda, and we're tired of it. H.R. 1 is sick, not what they're doing in Georgia.
All right, well, let's take a look at some of the provisions in Georgia, and these are specific ones that a lot of people are having heartburn about, Senator. It would limit the number and location of drop boxes. It allows counties to cut off early voting at 5 p.m. before a lot of working people get off and could go vote. And this is the one that I think is creating the biggest fuss. It prohibits, it makes it a crime to give food or drink to voters waiting in line. Senator, why on earth, if Americans are willing to wait in hours to vote, would you make it a crime for people to come and give them a bottle of water?
Well, all I can say is that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I agree with you there. But in Georgia, you had an explosion of mail-in balloting. The Carter-Baker Commission in 2005 looked at our election system that they had two warnings for us. Absentee mail voting is ripe for fraud, and ballot harvesting, where an individual can collect ballots on behalf of other people, is a threat to democracy as we know it. Both of those provisions are in H.R. 1. So if you don't like what they're doing in Georgia, you can go to court and stop them. But what they're doing with H.R. 1 is destroying the ability of any state to run elections, doing away with voter ID, changing the Federal Election Commission to make it partisan, right, and institutionalizing national ballot harvesting, which would be a disaster to our elections.
Senator, are Republicans going too far in...
So I can't answer that question. You're right, Chris. I think that this does sound kind of crazy. I can't justify that. But let me go back and ignore your question and continue to talk about H.R. 1. I'm not going to talk about Georgia. Yes, not giving water to people is crazy. I agree with you on that. Oh, okay. Maybe you could have told some of your Republican friends, like, that's ridiculous. But I love that Chris even says this is the one that's causing the most controversy, is the food and water in the lines. But again, limiting drop boxes, limiting polling places, limiting the amount of time people can vote with a 5 p.m. cutoff. What if they don't get off their job until then and they're stuck in traffic? 5 p.m. is usually a very hot traffic time. No, sorry, you're done. We can't. Oh, okay. Can't vote now, I guess. You know, I have to be at my job at 9 a.m. and I'm out of there at 5 p.m. I can't vote. Oh, and you're also going to limit me with mail-in balloting, too. Okay, just to be clear, you want to reduce the amount of people that can vote in the state of Georgia. That's all this is. Let me know your thoughts on this. Drop me a comment below. Where do you come down on that? Meanwhile, I was talking about this in the pre-show, but I think it's worth talking about here again. So, you know, I guess people, there is such a thing as white privilege, right? And I'm sure that it's probably on the mind of a lot of those rioters at the Capitol who thought, oh, I'm not going to get in trouble. I'm just going to have them. They opened the door for me. I was able to waltz right in here. You know, I was able to waltz right in and smash up the place, and I'm going to be fine. Well, this is Jenna Ryan. You know, she was arrested. She's a real estate agent in the state of Texas. She chartered a private jet with friends, and they flew to Washington to take part in the riots. And then she was arrested. And then she was released on bail. And I guess she's waiting trial or whatever. And she could face jail time. So she was asked about this. And she was certainly on Twitter. People were like, you know, you're going to jail. She's like, I am definitely not going to jail. Sorry, I have blonde hair and white skin. A great job and a great future. I am not going to jail. Sorry to rain on your hater parade. I did nothing wrong. Okay. So maybe you're thinking that to yourself, like, oh, I'm white. I have, you know, I'm not going to be arrested. I'm not going to be sent to jail. That's something that happens to other people. Won't happen to me. But then she puts it in a tweet, says it publicly. Sorry, I have blonde hair and white skin. I am not going to jail. Really? How's that white privilege working out for you? So she was interviewed about this, and she's the victim. She's the victim in all of this. Listen to her.
I would say I felt like I was doing my patriotic duty.
Tonight, Frisco realtor Jennifer Ryan is speaking out in defense for her actions last week that federal authorities say were criminal.
So me personally, I do not feel a sense of shame or guilt from my heart from what I was doing. I thought I was following my president. I thought I was following what we were called to do.
And
she also begged him for a pardon. She begged President Trump for a pardon. And that's her angle that she's using in her defense, which is, you know, he told me to come there. So I booked a private jet, flew there. That's why I went there. I went there to smash stuff up because he told me to. And he wouldn't give me a pardon. It was his fault. I'm the victim in all of this. I'm the victim.
Referring to this moment, a now deleted video that the FBI recovered showing images of Ryan entering through the rotunda.
There, he asked us to fly there. He asked us to be there. So I was doing what he asked us to do. So as far as in my heart of hearts, do I feel like a criminal? No, I am not the villain that a lot of people would make me out to be or maybe think I am because I was a Trump supporter.
Other evidence that the federal authorities gathered was this photo that stated, "Window at the Capitol. And if the news doesn't stop lying about us, we're going to come after their studios next." Federal charges filed against her today were for knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority, as well as disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. Though Ryan says she had the right to protest.
I was displaying my patriotism when I was there, and I was just protesting, and I wasn't trying to do anything violent, and I didn't realize that there was actually violence, and it went way out of proportion. And I would like to apologize for all the families that are affected by any of the negative environment.
After being taken into custody earlier today, FBI agents searched her home looking for anything in connection with the breach on the Capitol. But Ryan, now facing jail time, is looking for help from the president.
I would like...
Yeah. But don't worry, because she's white, she'll be fine. Sorry, I have blonde hair, white skin. I've got a great job. I am not going to jail. In many ways, it's sad that that's probably true, right? Like, she's speaking truth, actually. Like, imagine if we had a fair and equitable justice system in this country. But you and I both know that that's not the case. She's speaking truth here. She's released on bail. She was out very, very quickly. Got arrested, boom, she's out. Must be nice. You have access to that. That's the news today. Okay, let's open some super chats. We get a new channel members today.
Yes, we got 9 new members. We got Bill Huffman and Vicky Reynolds, Robert Dixon. I'm trying to get the... And then Larry Neves, $5. So when does Black Lives Matter say I get arrested because I'm black? That's my privilege. Not sure. BK Dan, $5. Grover needs more Grover treats, so he won't eat people treats.
Yeah, we actually just found a whole box of his treats, and so we're getting him back up to, because he's been begging for some food at the table, and that's got to stop. I put that genie back in the bottle. It's a little difficult though, isn't it?
Albert Mosley, $10. I would love to place an order from nuts.com, but the shipping charges to Alaska and Hawaii are outrageous. No free shipping for us. Also, what size are the coffee mugs? As far as the coffee mugs, it should say website.
I think we have, yeah, it's a standard, our standard, I think it's, does it show it here? I don't know if it shows the size of our Grover mugs.
What are they generally, 12 ounces or 10 or 12 ounces? I can't remember.
Yeah, it's just a normal coffee mug size. Some people are saying they would love to get tumblers and like larger size, so I'm looking into that. I hope we can do that. I know we're also looking at Streamlabs, right? Because they do it too. So
Yeah.
In our store. I'm trying to find the picture. Somebody sent their picture of them in the Socialist State t-shirt. And I got to pull it in here. And she said a really nice note, and I'm trying to find it. Because she said it was a blue one, too, that she got. And she said, you know, it's a big deal. She's like, I got my son who came home from college now watching the show, and I've got a couple of other friends watching the show. And she said, you don't understand. It's a big deal here in coal country. Like, she bought her Socialist State t-shirt, and I'm like, that's how it starts, you know? We start changing, we start bringing this this education to people who can share this, and I just get really excited about that idea, changing hearts and minds. So thank you for that. I gotta find that photo.
We got William Morris as a new member. Rumpelgold, $4.99. Hey Clayton, will you be doing a UFO video about the sightings in December?
Will I be doing any... I'm sorry. Say that again. Any
Will
other
you
sightings?
Be doing a UFO video about the sightings in December?
Yes. Yes. And I have a... In fact, there's another story I'm working on right now about... Scientists have been receiving a signal from deep space, and it's a low ultra frequency, and they cannot figure what this is. And so I'm going to be doing a couple of those things on our Paranormal Report channel. Paranormal Post channel, sorry.
Belinda Edwards with Super Chat, thank you. Will203, Kula Ben Our Prez. I think this hashtag could have been Our Prez, meaning you, possibly. Or maybe Bernie, I'm not sure.
Or Bernie, hopefully Bernie, yeah.
David Blanton, here in Springfield, Missouri, gas is $2.69, but every time I turn around, all the price is going up, is blamed on Biden.
Right. And it has nothing to do with, gas prices have nothing to do with presidents of the United States. So, but they get blamed for it, even though it has nothing to do with them.
Rachel Condon, would love to use Truebill, but I use a local bank and it is not compatible with Truebill.
Hmm.
Michael Cabral, the mileage tax will cripple a lot of people who commute 50 plus miles each way to and from work. Never mind the people who are independent truck drivers.
Yeah, I don't think this mileage tax is going to happen. I don't think that's going to be part of this at all.
We got Daniel Courette and Rochelle Halliburton, new members. Welcome. Catherine Lavelle, got our $9,800 stimmy on Saturday. I want a mommy makeover after two sets of twins, but I'll pay off debts and set aside $1,000 for kids' fun clothing.
Mommy makeover. Catherine, I hear you.
Tamara,
I'm glad you got that stimmy.
Tamara Newcomb, new member. Belinda Edwards, super chat, thank you. Joseph Hawley, I'm a truck driver. Atlanta traffic is terrible, and that's just on the loop.
Yeah, imagine trying to get home. Okay, we got to go vote. It's after 5 p.m. in Georgia. All the things closed down now.
Tamara Newcomb, $5. Why is no one talking about the part of the Georgia bill that gives them the power to overturn any election?
That's a good point. I mean, the three things that they're pulling out are the voting booths, drop boxes, water and snacks, and time of day when you can vote when it closes down the polls.
Ryan Jacobs, new member. Rumpel Gold, as a blonde, blue-eyed Aryan from Norway, I am so sorry about Jenna Ryan.
Yeah.
Zenith Star 20, I'm sorry I joined in the show late. I was wondering, what's up with the new format of the newsletter, the whole DCS LOT thing?
Oh, that's not a new format, but thank you. So we sent out two newsletters. Say our normal newsletter, that's not changing. But what we've, if you join it, you saw our Sunday newsletter and our Monday, we had a special stock newsletter. So people have been asking, you know, what things are you investing in? What are some great companies that I can put money into that are off the beaten path that people don't know about? And so that's where we're going to have some of these special edition newsletters from time to time. So it's Sunday and Monday today, we had a special edition where we're specifically talking about that company. It's an OTX, an OTC stock, meaning you need to use an OTC exchange to buy the stock. So E-Trade is really easy to set up. So you can do it on E-Trade or like Fidelity or Charles Schwab or any of those. But I'm going to be like, I've been investing in some of these OTC stocks. These are in many ways penny stocks. They're not on the New York Stock Exchange. And they have a lot of upside potential. And so I've been investing in some of these different gold companies. And that was our special edition newsletter. So that's just, it's not a normal or new format. Hope that makes sense.
Kristen Swenson, she sent a $50 super chat. Thank you. She was looking for somebody for her taxes and she found someone in the chat. So she's good. She had another awesome. $25. I have a taker. Thanks. At Talking Text.
Oh, thank you.
So
thank you, Kristen. That's very kind of you.
Gabriel Arendt, new member. Welcome. To Roman 616, I've seen a lot of videos and didn't hit like. I've stopped watching videos and never hit dislike. I was in the chat early. Who dislikes without watching? Well, the thing is, you guys, so you understand, we get a lot of likes, we get a lot of dislikes, but that's still engagement. YouTube still sees that as engagement and still rewards the channel even with dislikes. So encourage those dislikes. JT Coin Rings, I love your show and dig that relaxing background.
And I just got an email from Albert. Albert, if you're watching, and he was curious about, he wants to buy that stock that we sent out today, the one that I'm investing in. And he said, how can I do it? And again, you have to use one of those exchanges that allows you to buy and sell OTC stocks. So like E-Trade or Charles Schwab or Fidelity. The bigger brokerages allow you to do that. TD Ameritrade also. E-Trade is very, very easy to set up, and they allow you to buy OTC stocks. And you can be set up on E-Trade like in a few minutes. It's really, really simple.
So that concludes the Super Chats.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone, for your kind Super Chats today. Thanks for all of your great feedback. Awesome. I love that John's going to help out Kristen. That's so sweet. Awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, we got a couple new Super Chats, too. BMF Youngster. It doesn't say anything about bring snacks and water with you. Yeah, that's the thing. If you guys are in Georgia, just take that stuff with you. Or Alabama or wherever it's at. BK Dan, are you still doing afternoon shows?
We've been thinking about, it's been difficult. I mean, I've been considering it, but right now I'm just focused on this main show, putting as much value as I can into this show and not spreading myself too thin with that. And I think, the hours that I spend working on this show, it's hard to then justify putting in a whole nother afternoon show right now. So right now I'm focused on giving this show 100% of my time, this morning show at 9 a.m. And we'll see from there what happens. But yeah, we're thinking of some different ideas.
Kathleen Bodeker, the container ship is now fully dislodged.
All right. Let it flow.
Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it blossom. Isn't that Eric Clapton?
Yeah.
Nicole, whatever happened with student loan forgiveness? Nicole Johnson.
It's a great question. It's kind of gone quiet, I think the next big thing is focusing on passing this infrastructure, and then we'll see if Chuck Schumer can try to horn in again and try to pass some sort of large student loan forgiveness plan, $50,000 or more.
And we got Marta Diaz as a new member, and there we go. That concludes them again.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for all your awesome feedback today. Really appreciate you joining us. Be sure to subscribe to the channel if you're not already a subscriber. Turn on that little bell notification so you'll be notified whenever we publish a brand new video. You got to check it out. And I should mention, if you guys want to take advantage of getting two free stocks right now, two free stocks just for opening an account, you can do so at Webull by going to morninginvest.com/Webull. And these guys are great. This is my main stock portfolio that I use and trade. You can trade Bitcoin there as well. That's where I buy Bitcoin. So you will get two free stocks by going to morninginvest.com/Webull. Two free stocks for taking advantage of that. So our thanks to Webull for supporting Morning Invest. Much love to all of you. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you back here bright and early tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern time. Peace. Grover says bye.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.